The Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center will soon be known as the Haynes Museum and Cultural Center after the Board of Directors approved a name change on Wednesday. Dropping the name Sheldon from the official title of the museum has been a long time coming, according to Director Helen Alton, and she says there are a few reasons why. But she adds the change is not a slight on the family collection that started it all. The motives are mostly to avoid confusion.
One of the things we want to emphasize is that we don't want to insult or have our founders' families feel like we're turning our back on our roots. We are still a collection that was founded by the Hakkinens in using the Sheldon collection, and those roots are very important to us.
The museum in Haynes is often mixed up with the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, with important information getting confused. She says that misunderstanding is something the museum in Haynes has been fighting since it was founded. They also get confused with the Sheldon Museum of Art in Nebraska, which can affect federal resources. Alton says that visitors to Haynes often have little name recognition when it comes to the Sheldon Museum, and while she's expecting some resistance to the new development, in the end, she says it's the best decision for the organization and the community.
You know, I don't know. I think some people may feel very strongly against it because the Sheldon Museum has always been our museum. But I noticed it, in most of the advertising that people do, like on the radio and on the in the newspaper, they always refer to us as the museum. And so I had been suggesting that we just call ourselves the Museum of Haynes, but the board thought that that would be difficult for other museums in Haynes, so that we should be the Haynes Museum.
Alton says the museum has grown beyond the Sheldon collection and incorporates artifacts and displays from around the region. The board still wants to honor the founders and will consider a different gesture, such as naming the building after the Sheldons. One board member voted down the motion, but five were in favor on Wednesday. The one board member opposed to the new name wanted it instead to be called Deshu, which means end of the trail, and was a common meeting place for the Tlingit people. Using Chilkat Valley in the title was also discussed, but it was decided there might be some confusion with the Jokat Kwan Cultural Center in Klukwan. The Haynes Museum and Cultural Center is succinct and offers little room for mix-ups, Alton says.
It's a relief in some ways. It's also opening up a whole new set of issues or work plans for us. I mean, we have to change our marketing campaigns and our signage, and so there's a lot of work in that transition that's now going to happen. But it is a relief because I feel like it does more clearly express who we are.
Over the coming weeks and months, the museum will work on making the switch to the Haynes Museum and Cultural Center. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.